Some great news today. The English Channel is a major challenge for marathon swimmers around the world, but the stretch of water is incredibly challenging in itself. On top of changing currents, it's the busiest shipping lane in the world. In fact, more people have reached the summit of Mount Everest than have completed this 34K open water swim. Not Chloe McArdle, though. She's just finished swimming the channel for the 44th time. The 36-year-old has broken the world record for the most number of swims across the channel. Chloe McArdle, congratulations and welcome to breakfast.
Thank you so much. It's so lovely to speak to you.
You are now officially the queen of the channel. How long have you been coveting that record, Chloe?
For a good 5 years. So in 2016, I went after the legendary Aussie swimmer Des Renford's record for the most Australian crossings of the English Channel. He was at 19. So I did 8 that season. I got up to 21 and I thought, you know what? I'm halfway pretty much to 43. Why don't I just go for the record and make it 44?
We all remember when Susie Moroney was doing it. I interviewed her way, way, way back then, and I think I asked her this same question: why do you do it? Because there's no prize money for this. In fact, it costs you every time to do it, doesn't it?
Yes. So unfortunately, marathon swimming is an amateur sport, so we don't get prize money, and then we have to figure out how to fund it. And so that's another challenge in itself. Yeah, you've got to do it for the love of it. And marathon swimming is a sport where I find it's so incredible and enthralling. You're out in nature and the environment. You can meet people on an international scale. If you travel, for example, into the English Channel, which is regarded as the most challenging and iconic marathon swim in the world. And so I just find it so compelling, and I want to keep getting back out there and setting world records. And the English Channel really is the place to do it.
The danger, I mean, it's still dangerous, isn't it? A lot of people do it, but it's difficult and it's dangerous. And one of the big dangers is the cold. In fact, in the past, in one of your swims, you ended up in intensive care for hypothermia. So how is the water temperature today, and how do you prepare for that, Chloe? How do you keep yourself warm enough to make this journey?
Yes, I did end up in intensive care. I was attempting a triple non-stop crossing of the English Channel. I didn't manage to do it that year. I did manage to do it 4 years later, thankfully, and didn't end up in hospital.
Thankfully.
So I've been doing single crossings since 2018, and I find single crossings, for me, I don't get to the point of moderate or severe hypothermia, which really is that danger zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't overly concerned about hypothermia today or this year. I did keep it in mind. But it's not something that I get, because when I do a single crossing, I'm usually between 10 and 11 and a half hours. And for me, because I'm so well trained, that immersion isn't long enough to really trigger moderate or worse hypothermia.
In terms of being so well trained, I was intrigued to read you say once that generally you take around 36,000 arm strokes. So do you count your strokes, and is it the same amount every time?
Wow, that would give me something to do for 10 hours if I counted my strokes. That's an average total, but I'm extremely consistent with my stroke rate. So I'm 60. So we take stroke count once at least every hour in the English Channel, often twice an hour. And I'm extremely consistent at 60 strokes a minute. Like, it's incredible. People, like observers, they're the sports officials who do this count. And they're on every English Channel swim. They're like, how do you do this so consistently, so bang on 60? And I think it's just that I'm so well trained that I can manage that. And 60 strokes in a minute, you've got 60 minutes in an hour, and then you times that by my average time, which is about 10 hours, and you get 36,000 strokes. So sometimes it's more than 36,000 strokes, because if I'm in there over 10 hours, you know, 11 hours. I even did a crossing this year of 12 hours. You know, it's really, I could be over 40,000 strokes per crossing.
Do you, would you advise, there'll be a lot of people listening to this, would you advise others, young kids, to sort of take up this? Because as I say, Australia, especially Australian women, I think, but Australians generally have a proud record of swimming the channel and also marathon swimming. But what was fascinating about your story was that you didn't even start swimming until you were 11. You didn't know how to swim until you were 11. Is that right?
Yeah, it's so funny that I kind of incidentally fell into all this. So when I was 11, I realized my friend knew how to swim a couple laps of the pool, and I had no idea how to do strokes, even though I was happy, confident, and felt safe in the water and even beaches with a little bit of surf. But I was like, oh, I want to be like my friends. I want to be able to swim strokes and do different strokes, not only freestyle. And so that got me into it. My mum put me in swim lessons straight away. I got into competitive swimming very quickly and did very well at that, and then gave it away when I was 16, and then kind of got back into it as an adult, but young adult at 19. That's how I got into it. So I'd encourage anyone to have a go doing open water swimming or even having a go in a pool. It's such a good sport for fitness, for emotional and mental well-being. It's non-weight bearing, so it's really good if you're in twilight years and you're looking for something that's not going to put as much pressure on your joints. And if you swim with others, it's good for that social interaction. I would also just like to note here, though, that I don't get any support from Swimming Australia or the Australian Institute of Sport. So even though I'm recognised by the International Swimming Hall of Fame for being a great marathon swimmer, they've given me an award. I was the only marathon swimmer at that time in history mm-hmm. to receive that award. I've just got no recognition, so I'm not eligible for awards. I don't have an official Swim Australia number for representing my country. I don't get funding, and the stress that I've had to go through to get to the point where I can train myself up and scrape together funds to do this, it's just, I don't know for sure I would do this again, knowing what I had to go through to get here. So, you know, that would definitely be just something to keep in mind, that if you love open water swimming, don't expect to get the support that pool swimmers get.
Yeah, well, that is obviously should change, because you are a world record holder. As I say, you're the queen of the channel. Did you say you're not sure if you're going to do another one?
I'm really happy to just retire as queen. 44 is a lot, so I don't feel any compulsion to go back. There's no particular record in the tunnel that excites me. The queen is a title for the king.
Okay.
That record is really the most prestigious, and I'm just so happy to have that.
Well, we are happy for you too. You are an inspiration. Well done, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for sharing my journey.
Australian swimmer Chloe McArdle, what a champion, just broken the world record for the most swims across the English Channel. She's just completed, and I mean just, not that many hours ago, her 44th swim. And she's inspired me. I've always wanted to try open water swimming. I'm going to have a crack at it sometime soon.